Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning. Was that Bill and Dee Dee?
Bill and Dee Dee, yes.
Dale, yes, I'm sorry. Dale, good morning, sir. Welcome on the call.
They mounted on yesterday.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome on the call. This is going to be a great call. This is a call that is distilled down. We have got three beautiful concepts that we're going to talk about here this morning, and one rock-solid, easy-to-implement solution right at the end. This is something you're going to walk away with an understanding as to what's going to make the difference. And this call took me about 4 hours to put together last night. I wasn't focused on the call for about 4 hours, but what happened was, last night, unlike any other night that we normally have, I was heading out to do a presentation, and the person I was doing a presentation to at 10 minutes to 6 gave me a call and said, I hope you haven't left yet because my daughter had borrowed my car, and the car was broken into, and we have the police here. We're filling out an insurance report. Can we just move our one-to-one presentation to get me started? Can we move that to a night this week? So we moved it off to another night this week. So I found myself at home. So we got Lee me off to bed, and I focused in on something that I wanted to focus in on for a while, which is to have an opportunity to review some of the great mentoring and coaching notes that we had from the insights that so many of our diamonds have shared with us. When you're mentoring about, you know, doing about 20 hours of mentoring per week, we have taken pages between Sylvia and I mean, sometimes it's 4 pages and 6 pages per call we do, and sometimes you double up for the two of us, and we've been keeping all those documented pages. And when I went through them last night, and I pulled out about 30 different lessons that each diamond had shared, and I started reviewing them and looking at them. And it was so interesting to me, the first part of the call is something that I learned. And I want you to write this down, or I want you to remember this, because I love studying high-performance individuals, high-net-worth individuals, high-functioning individuals in all areas of their lives. And the one thing that I found that's a huge difference between somebody who has what they want in their life and just spends their whole life looking at other people get what they want is this. And it just hit me last night. I really just write this down. I believe that lifestyle is the reward you get for educating yourself when everybody else is entertaining themselves. Listen to what I just said. Lifestyle is the reward you get for educating yourself when everybody else is entertaining themselves. And what I've learned by working with our diamonds is they're focused on educating themselves, and they truly are focused on making a difference and learning. But I also understood something else. When you work with a very confident person, they're the type of person who, with the more confident that they are, the easier it is to coach them. The reason being is they tell you, they say, please coach me powerfully. You don't need to dance around the subject. Help me make any adjustments that you believe are there to be made. In other words, they truly are wise in their approach to coaching. And it helped me understand something else. It requires wisdom to understand wisdom. The music is nothing if the audience is deaf. Listen to that concept. It requires wisdom to understand wisdom. The music is nothing if the audience is deaf. As we are on these calls, ask ourselves constantly, what is it that I am learning? And I'm going to give you something very actionable that you can do right at the end of this call. But I just wanted to start it off again. I truly want us to get value, not just spend time with one another, to invest time so we can get the lifestyle, because that's the reward of educating ourselves and not just entertaining ourselves. One of the first things we can all learn to do, and this is one area where I can tell that I am learning too, that I'm definitely twice as student as I ever want to be the teacher, if I ever am the teacher. It's one of those concepts that I believe that I'll teach best, because it's one that I most need to learn, and I'm constantly working on this, and that's saying no. Understand that as focused individuals, how do you learn to say no? The greater your understanding of where it is that you want to go, And the greater your understanding and belief that you deserve to get there, the easier with which you're going to have be able to say no. And let me just show you the two parts of that. Number one is when you know where you want to go, when you have that clarity. I want you to understand that a no is not a maybe. A no is a definitive no, thank you. So what does it mean? Well, it requires, first of all, that you know where you want to go and that you know how you're going to get there. Once you've made that decision, in other words, you've decided these are the goals, dreams, and aspirations that I want for me and my family. This is when I'm going to get there, and this is the vehicle that I've chosen. So then when somebody shows you something else or asks you another question or proposes another option or does something else, you can clearly look at it and say, no, thank you. In other words, if this is not going to get you to where you want to go, if it's not going to get you quicker to where you want to go, the answer is no, thank you. You can say thank you for thinking about me, but no, thank you. Because what I've learned is you cannot chase two rabbits. You cannot go in two different directions. You cannot do any of those things. For many of us, doing one well is challenging enough. Doing two poorly guarantees we're not going to get there. All we're going to get is frustrated. So we can learn the power of no if we truly understand what it is that we want to achieve in our life, when we want to get there, and we understand the vehicle of what we're going to get there with. You can simply ask yourself the question, is this going to get me to where I want to go? If the answer is no, just say no or no, thank you. But here's an even more powerful concept that I'm going to share with you that I have learned over time that came into sharp focus when I was reviewing the notes, and that's one of the great things about journaling. I know I share it all the time, but it's one of the things I love to do is to go through all the journals, and there's lots of them in this house. Write this one down, because this was a massive eye-opener for me. If you permit it, you will get it in every area of your life. If you permit it, you will get it in every area of your life. If you'll permit it, you'll get it in every area of your life. I've said that three times now because it is one of the things that made the biggest difference for me when the lights came on, when I understood that I truly was responsible for the life I have, because I'm truly responsible for the choices that I make. Because I understand the choices that I make moment by moment create the day that I have and the accomplishments that I live, and the 7 days turns into a week, and then suddenly a month, and then a lifetime. So I understand that if you permit it, you'll get it in every area of life. We teach people how to treat us. You get in life what you believe you deserve. So let's have a look at this. If you're okay with disrespect, guess what? You will get disrespect. In other words, if you permit it, you'll get it. If you're okay with it, you'll get it. If you are okay with late, in other words, if you're okay with being late yourself, if you're okay with other people being late, guess what you'll get? You'll get late and other people being late in your life. If you're okay with, if you permit not being paid what you are worth, you will get not paid what you're worth. Understand, if you're okay with not being paid what you're worth, you will get not being paid what you're worth. That requires that you decide what? What is it that you're worth? So many of us have a challenge with that. And that used to be a challenge for me, and I know Sylvia and I have talked about that, but it's something we've become super focused on, laser clear on. What is it, the value that we bring to life? And who are the people we choose to be around? And what is it that we are creating together? Because for us, it's more about the creation than the creators, but we have enough self-confidence to know what we deserve through coming along and going along that path with them. Your life organizes itself around what you consider to be okay. Start asking yourself the question today, what do I consider okay? Who are the people that I consider okay to be in my life? When I understand the power of association, I understand that my net worth is generally going to be the net worth of the five people, or the average net worth of the five people I spend the most time with. I can ask myself, am I okay with that? when I look at what I'm currently making right now and the opportunity that I have before me, have I made a decision when I realize, am I okay with that, where I'm going, how fast I'm going to get there, and what the potential for me is? Am I okay with that? Am I okay with the relationships I have with my life? When I look at them in terms of fun, when I look at them in terms of love, when I look at them in terms of respect, when I look at them in terms of all the things that are important to me, because remember, if I'm okay with it, I will get it. If you permit it, you'll get it. So you can truly see what it is that I'm talking about here. But I said I was going to give you a rock-solid, single, concrete concept that you can come off the call with right now that is actionable, that you can do it in a minute. I will tell you this. Grab a checkbook. Just grab a checkbook and write a check to yourselves. Now, some of you will get fancier, and I know you'll create checks on your computer from Accelerate, and you can make this look really real, but I'm just saying for right now, just grab your checkbook and write out the biggest check that you feel confident that you can write to yourself that you can see yourself earning on a monthly basis. So write it out to yourself. You know, we talk about making $800 a month. We talk about inking $800 a week. We talk about making $800 a day. Let's stop talking about it. Let's act as if we're already earning it. It'll change our confidence. It'll change our sense of certainty. It'll change a lot of things. So let's just look at this before we finish up here, because this is so important, and I want to shift where it is that you are today. Let's look at making $800 a day, which is $24,000 a month. And let's say that if in a day, 5 days a week, where does most people, you know, put into that if they're making $800 a day? Let's say they're putting in 10 hours into their day. They're working 10 hours a day. That means that you're making $80 per hour. Do you value your time? Are you the type of high-performance net worth person who understands the value of their time, believes that they deserve to be treated with that, and say to yourself that my hour is valued at a minimum of $80? Is that how you value your time now? Because I can give you a huge insight. If you permit it, you'll get it. If you're okay with it, you will get it. What are you okay with now? But ask yourself, what would I not be okay with if I was making $80 per hour? The truth is, if you want to narrow the gap, you first have to narrow it in your head, and then you'll narrow it physically. Because I promise you, you want to put yourself in that place and say, I am currently, right now, in this moment, worth $80 per hour as a minimum. And some of you say, hey, I don't want to take a pay cut. For you, some of you, maybe $100 an hour. For some of you, maybe $160. It may be $200. For many of us, it could be even higher. But understand, I want you to write out to you the check today, the highest monthly check that you can see yourself receiving, that you believe you're deserving of, and that you can see yourself acting in a way today, coming right off this call. You write that check to yourself. You put it in your wallet, and you keep it with you, and you write it during the day, because it will immediately change who you are and how you deal with everything else. It will change what you decide that you will permit into your life. And when you change what you permit in, it changes what you will get in. It'll change what you are okay with. Because if you're okay with it, your life organizes itself around what you are okay with. It will change your confidence. It will change your self-certainty. It will mean you will be attracted to more people. You will look up instead of looking down. You will look out with a confident, beaming smile and a radiant energy and a big, open heart. You will walk with a little bit more confidence. Your head will be higher. Your shoulders will be back. You'll walk with a different rhythm. Your voice will feel that rhythm. You'll have that smile on your face that people are attracted to. Every part of you, you can choose already. to narrow the gap, in fact, close the gap firmly for right now and forever in your head, and you will find that physically you will catch up with yourself and you will create the life of your dreams because you know where you're going. You know how you're getting to get there. You know that you deserve it, and you know that you can say no to things that aren't going to support you. You've decided to change what you're going to permit in your life. It'll change what you get in your life. You understand that what you're okay with, your life will organize itself around, and you're taking the action step right now to write out that check, put it in your pocket, and make the difference. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Why? Because you deserve it, because you know you're going to get it, and you know that you are okay with it. God bless all of you. All have a great day.
You know, John, I just love it when he gets on a very powerful, positive call, and you can see what happens when a leader's got 4 hours of uninterrupted time to prepare for a 13-minute phone call. You know, he gets so passionate about it. And one of the things that he said right off the bat was learn to say no. You know, as a servant leader, we have a tendency of wanting to help everybody. And we don't want to tell people no, and we end up getting overloaded. And that was one of the things that I took away from that call. What was one of the things you took away?
Obviously, 100%. If it's all about the energy that you exude, you know, your enthusiasm, how you transfer these energies into the people below you. But yes, at the same time, the delicate balance of learning how to say no. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out how to do that myself. It's a difficult balancing process, but I do know this. Anything that you do and you choose to do over and over again, you have no choice but to get better. So for me, every single day is such a beautiful learning experience and growing in this industry, making a lot of great friends, and also culturing and building a lot of great leaders on my team. I mean, it's just simply astounding. I wanted to say one thing, though. Learning to say no is extremely difficult. I can only imagine being a parent because I'm not one yet. I know you must have children because I see all the time when I'm at Jim Gilhouse's house and I see his grandson, and his grandson's on the floor there. He just turned 1 year old, and he's got these beautiful blue eyes, and you know he'll be sitting there and he'll be looking at something, and there'll be a glass of water right there at the edge of the coffee table, and he's looking at it like, "Can you give me that?" And he looks up with his beautiful blue eyes, and you're like, "Oh man, what the heck?" You know, but you know you have to say no. So in the same way, a lot of people in this industry, especially when they first get into it, not knowing how it works, you end up enabling the people that you're working with. So it's tough to be that leader that sits there and says, "Oh, you know, okay, I'll help you out," but you got to say, "No, you got to do it on your own." You know, you have to kind of draw a line there, an invisible imaginary line, but show them you care. But at the same time, they need to grow as well, and you're guiding them, you're culturing this brand new baby, this brand new person in your team to become a fantastic person.
Well, you really are, because there's many, many times, not just with kids, but especially with your team, where no is the answer. You know, I get calls all the time from people saying, "Troy, can you help me here? Can you help me there?" And I've learned to say no, but I'll show you where you can go find the answer. Because so many times people want to be fed just like a brand new baby, and they don't want to go out and have to feed themselves. And they you end up in a rut that way, to where you always have to have somebody that is guiding you and leading you instead of becoming the leader that you need to be able to grow a team. And that kind of goes into the second little thing that Garrett talked about, which said, he said, if you permit it, you'll get it in every area of your life. And a lot of people may be pondering that phrase, but we self-sabotage our own successes with our limiting beliefs. And a lot of times we'll look at people and we'll say, "Well, I really want that, you know, and boy, I'd sure like to own that, or I'd really like to live there. I'd like to be that successful." But we really don't believe that we can do it. And it reminds me of when Paige and I decided we wanted to move to the beach, because we decided we wanted to live here in 1990 when we came down and was on the 13th, 14th, 15th, I don't know, one of these big floors of a condo, and could look at the Gulf, and we could look at the bay, and we could see the mainland, and we said, "Man, this is where we want to live." And I remember she looked down and she said, you know, I'd love to have a house where I could always see the first condominium that we ever stayed at and see these lights and remember what it was like when we just dreamed about it. And we'd made a plan that 5 years later we would move here. Well, God had different ideas and brought Hurricane Opal through, and it just trashed the whole Emerald Coast of Florida. So we didn't get to move down here until 2000. But in 2000, we moved down here, and by 2001, we had a home that is one block off the beach that literally the condominium that we stayed in some 10 years before is out our back door right by the Gulf, where we can literally see the lights. And every night she's able to look out there and say, you know, it used to be a dream, and now for the last 10 years it's been a reality. And that's what happens when you permit it in your life. You don't let other people take it away. You don't listen to dull, negative, disillusioned crybabies tell you that you're just dreaming, that you're just, you know, you're never going to get it. You weren't born on the right side of the tracks. And when you allow your thought, process to change, when you fill your mind with positive, and I'm not talking about, you know, a bunch of woo-woo stuff. I'm just saying there's two sides to every coin. We see it in politics, we see it in sports, we see it in relationships. So if you will allow yourself to see the glass half full, and you will say, no matter what obstacle gets in the way, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to go after my passion. I'm going to go after my purpose. I'm going to fulfill some of my dreams and aspirations and objectives, then you will see that happen. And maybe, John, it's different for you and I, because in the military we went from being, you know, ragtag nothings to being built and shaped into what we've become. But if other people who don't have that military experience will just focus on that, get with a good leader, go to some good conferences, grab a good book, do anything that will change their limiting beliefs, then there's nothing that they can't go after if they really want it bad enough.
That's 100% true. I mean, even still, when I went through my military training, there was a process that you had to do. You had to stick with every day. Not that you really had a choice, but the point I'm trying to make here is that, you know, the first day you start doing your push-ups, you know, you can probably only do, most people, you know, I mean, I physically trained a lot, so I'm exempt from that, but I'm going to say most people, it was really hard to do 5 push-ups in a single setting. They'd have to take a break. You know, and the drill sergeant would be up, he'd be sitting there, I don't want to say yelling, he'd be motivating you. And, you know, he's sitting there, you're doing your push-ups, you know, and guess what? You're beat that day. You're doing your physical activity, your strenuous exercise. But guess what you're doing the next day? You're doing it again, but you get to 7 push-ups. And then the next day you get to 10 push-ups. The way everybody thinks and the way people are trained to permit things, but kind of subconsciously, they really don't know that they're permitting themselves to stay where they are. In order to get to the next level, to sit there, you have to train your thinking. So just like learning how to do some push-ups on the first day, you've got to train yourself every single day. So, I mean, when I was done with basic training in 3 months, I could do 60, 70, sometimes 80, depending on how motivated I was, push-ups in a single setting.
Sure.
Can you imagine if you sat there and you trained your mind, which I do every day? I take a minute when I wake up in the morning, and I visualize my day, and I also take, right before I go to bed, I visualize for another minute my ultimate goal where I want to be. You know, if you take the time to do that every single day, you'd be working a beautiful muscle that every single person has, this God-given gift. It is your mind. This muscle needs to be exercised. When you start using it over and over again, you start training it, you're going to go from 3 push-ups to 80 push-ups guaranteed in 3 months. But can you imagine over the course of a whole year how far you're going to be? Can you imagine 2 years? Can you imagine 5 years? I mean, this is where I am right now. I'm barely starting to figure out this. But I'm seeing such vast, dramatic improvements, not only in this industry, but every area of my life. I am finally beginning to permit what I want in my life. I'm permitting exactly everything I want. I want the wealth, the health, the beautiful friends and family that are coming with me everywhere. Every day is bright, beautiful, and gorgeous. It's a different perspective that you actually train yourself to get to.
See, that's the kicker right there, and you hit it. If you take a little bit of time every day, And you know, one of the guys that I just love, and he started out sort of as a student, and now he's become a guru out here in the network marketing arena and in the training arena. His name's Mark Weezer. And when Mark first got started in this business, he was part-time, he was a psychologist, he worked up in California, and he had an hour and a half drive each way to work because of the traffic. And what he would do is he would get on the telephone with his upline sponsor, and they would call prospects on the telephone each and every day while he was going through that. And he did it so that he could practice becoming a better person on the telephone, practice what to say to prospect on the telephone. He did it so that he didn't have an hour and a half each way downtime. That's 3 hours a day that he was doing nothing but driving in the car, listening to some music. After about a year and a half of that, he had trained his mind to where he knew what to say, when to say it, how to say it. He knew how to sift and sort through prospects on the telephone, that in a very short time period, he became my number one sponsor in the company that I ran. And he would personally sponsor 20 to 30 people a month by getting on the telephone, calling his prospects, and putting them into the business by literally taking care of their needs. And that hasn't stopped. Over the last 5 years, he's become one of the top distributors in his company, which I have no part of. But it's all because he picks up the telephone, he practiced, he trained his mind, he knew what to say, when to say it, how to say it. And that's what we all have to do. No matter what it is in life, no matter what it is that we're doing, no matter how we're going about building our businesses, changing our lives, we have to take the responsibility onto ourselves. If we do not take personal responsibility to pick it up, kick it up, and do it right, we will not be able to accomplish everything that we want to accomplish. And I know, Matt, you just jumped on the call. What did you take away today in what Matt or what Garrett had to say? Well, he may be on mute, so we're going to drop him. We've got about 3 minutes left, guys, and I want you to know, when you look at the overall message of Garrett's talk today, he said, learn to say no. Learn to permit it in your life, which means change your limiting beliefs. Go out there and know that you can do it. He said, write yourself a check. You know, we live down here at the beach, as most of you know, and Jim Carrey did the movie The Truman Show down here, and I got to listen to him live talk to some kids at the school in the little town where they were doing it, and he pulled out a check out of his billfold, and he said, I wrote myself a $1 million check, and I told my dad one of these days I will cash that check. Now, his dad passed away before he was able to cash that check. But when Truman Show hit, it became just a blockbuster hit. And he went to his dad's graveside and he said, Dad, I cashed the check. So write yourself a check. Write the check that you honestly, truly believe that you're committed in cashing. Whether it's an hour, whether it's a month, whether it's a week, whether it's a year. Whatever you believe that you're worth today, that you can actually go out there and accomplish, write that check and stick it in your pocket. And if you're married and if you've got kids, then let that be your driving force to show them, to prove to them, we changed our lifestyle forever. We did everything that was needed to be able to go out here and change the legacy of our family, the financial destiny of our family. We didn't buy into the dull, negative, disillusioned media and all the politics and all the crap that goes on and all that. I mean, there's some good and there's some bad. We're not making light of what the economy is. But the people that are succeeding, the people that are growing, and you see it on almost every business channel, are the people that have picked themselves up and said, we're not going to be victims. If we can't do what we've been doing, we'll go out and we'll do something new. We'll create our future. We are not going to set back and wait for a bailout, wait for a handout, or go collect unemployment. That's what this is about, what Garrett and what we were talking about. It's what our whole mantra is for Radio for Your Mind, is to be able to go out there and change your life forever. John, we got 58 seconds. I'm going to let you close out the show today.
All right. Well, this goes for every single new person that may be on this phone call that's in this industry. All I have to say is this, with my own personal experience, as long as you don't quit, you will never fail. I love it because Jim Gilhouse taught me that, and it's stuck with me, and it's going to stick with me throughout this industry. Whatever you choose to do in this industry, as long as you don't quit, you're going to be a better person, and you're going to get more skills, and your life is going to change because of that. Every single person, please have a great day. Choose to have a great day. Choose to every single day to get better, and choose to stick with this industry because it's going to change every aspect of your life, not just yours, but also the people around you. Thank you so much for everything, Troy. It's great to be a co-host with you on this beautiful show, and God bless everybody. Have a fantastic day.
We'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye now.